Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for July 26th, 2017. This is your host, Paul White. Happy to have you with me in our journey in Romans chapter 11. And yesterday on the podcast, we dealt with that phrase at the end of verse 5, there's a remnant according to the election of grace, and I promised you that there are some good meaty subject matter to be found in the sixth verse. Let me read it. I want to give you some translation information, and then we want to set this up the way Paul did. Here's Romans 11:6. And if by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is of works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. Now, let's connect it to the previous verse first. Verse 5, Paul makes the argument that at his present time, there was a remnant according to the election of grace. He is not prophesying that there's a remnant out in the future. He's not saying that the remnant is coming up someday. He's not saying that there'll be an apostate church and a remnant church. Some people like to consider themselves, I've been there, I've done this, as part of the remnant, aside from everybody else, a little more serious than my fellow Christians, a little more focused than my fellow brethren. And I don't see that as what Paul is trying to say in this text. It's a remnant in his day according to grace. These are Israelites who will receive Christ and come in by grace because they've had a revelation that they can't come in by works. That's how the 10th chapter started, or the 9th chapter ended, and the 10th chapter began, was trying to show that Jews had been zealous, but not with faith. And now the remnant according to grace, and if they are the remnant according to grace, now we're working into the 6th verse. If they are that remnant, then they cannot be the remnant any longer by their works. Again, stretching back to his statements of the end of chapter 9. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. Now, I told you there's some translation issues. If you are looking at your hard copy, you'll notice that verse 6 is actually comprised of two sentences. Sentence number 1, if by grace then it is no longer works, otherwise grace is no longer grace. Sentence number 2, but if it is of works, it's no longer grace, otherwise work is no longer work. A little redundant, right? Or at least a little wordy. Well, the earliest Greek manuscripts that we have discovered of the translation do not include the last sentence. Why do we go back to the earliest? Well, because if you go to the latest translations, then you could be dealing with scribe addition and subtraction. The closer you get to the source text, the closer you get to what the author actually put pen to paper and said. Our earliest manuscripts do not include the latter half of verse 6 of Romans 11. In other words, the earliest manuscripts don't say, if it is of works, it's no longer grace, otherwise work is no longer work. Now, I'm not trying to derive a change of theology based upon that verse perhaps not being in the earliest Greek. I just think it's fair, if you're going to be a Bible student, to study the Bible. Not just the Bible you have in front of you, but as it has appeared throughout the ages, and to understand some things about its translation and about how it's been brought to us. I don't see this taking away from this verse if you remove that last sentence. In fact, that last sentence lends itself well towards being a scribe addition from later days, as if it was trying to shore up verse 6. Either way, what we can be sure of is that the Apostle Paul wrote, if it's by grace, then it can't be of works, otherwise grace is not grace. And what he's saying contextually is, if we are a remnant saved by our works, then we don't need to even talk about God's grace, because God's grace isn't as gracey as we think it is. that's my lingo. It probably better said this way. If I can be the remnant of God because of my performance, which is what Israel thought they were. They thought they were God's chosen due to their works. It says, if I can be God's remnant according to my works, then grace isn't really gracious at all. What's the point of bragging about God's grace? Now, That deals with the exegetical, the contextual, and the translation. Let's deal with it as Paul has tried to set it up a little earlier in the book. You may recall Romans 4:4, and Romans 4 is this great passage about justification before circumcision on the part of Abraham, coming by faith, not justified after circumcision, which was Paul's way of saying, look, he wasn't even circumcised, and he was justified, which means his justification had nothing to do with his circumcision, had to do with his faith. Remember this from Romans 4:4. Now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. Or you could say this way, a little closer to the Greek. To him who works, the wages are not according to grace, but according to debt. So if you're working for your righteousness, then it is God owing you righteousness. But if you are believing for your righteousness, then it is grace that gives you righteous because you haven't done anything to deserve it. Thus, it qualifies as being grace. When you take that thought back to Romans 11, verse 6, if it's grace, then it's not works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. He's complimenting what he said in 4:4. Oh, it was seven chapters ago. It was a long time ago in the writing, and it's certainly in our study. But what he is saying is that if it can happen by your works, then don't call it grace. Really, we ought to reevaluate some things going on in Christianity, particularly in the church, and stop calling these gracious moves of God if there was a way for you to make it happen. Because if there was a way for you to make it happen, it's not grace. Or at least it sure doesn't sound very gracious. And that's how the Apostle Paul framed it. Now we'll move on to verse 7, where Paul asks another question and attempts to answer it. And we'll do that with him tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.